USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Forecasters are now using the word catastrophic to describe how strong Hurricane Dorian may be when it slams into Florida late on Monday or early Tuesday morning. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, says it's too early to make decisions about evacuations, but when evacuations are ordered, the people who are supposed to abide by them better do so.
They're not going to do that lightly. I mean, they're doing that because they're anticipating really significant storm surge that can be life-threatening.
President Trump tweets he was unfairly treated after the release of the Inspector General's report on former FBI Chief James Comey. The report says Comey mishandled personal memos that he wrote about the private meetings he had with President Trump. The president tweets that tens of millions of his supporters had their rights and liberties stripped away by a dishonest fool. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CEO of e-cigarette company Juul is telling people who do not currently smoke not to use his products. Kevin Burns says, don't vape. In an interview with CBS, Burns says that people who don't already use nicotine are not Juul's target customers. Burns has already apologized to families of teens addicted to e-cigs, which he says were intended only for adults. Brace yourself as I'm about to tell you how many children in America have now died just this summer in hot cars. 37, counting a child who died yesterday in North Carolina when the little boy's mother drove to work and didn't remember that the boy was still in the car. Pineville Police Lieutenant Corey Copley says it's an emotional time for everyone, so they're not focusing on whether they're going to charge the mother yet.
And as you can imagine, losing a child, just very frantic, very upset, very emotional, to say the least.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Commerce and Labor Departments release new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting customs and border protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this, we have a job to do, you're here to observe the job. Ask proper questions, do what you need to do, but also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.